Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Now we may be a little chubby, but don't feel slow. We guarantee you one thing, we can surely come.
Yeah, now we're speaking my language. The fat guys. The big nasties up front. That's what we got for you today. Offensive line, break it down like nobody else. We break down fat people like nobody's business. And nobody knows fat people better than myself. So without further ado, let's talk some offensive linemen in this year's draft. Interesting, too, thinking about it. You know, I did get an email on this. And we'll have our email podcast, our email rough draft, coming out on Wednesday. So if you do have an email, you have a question, you have a comment about the draft or the Bucks, you can email that to me at justinpawlowski@620wdae.com. The offensive linemen in this draft, it's a strong group of offensive tackles this year, starting with the top two, Jason Smith, Eugene Monroe. More than likely, both going to go in the top five. Could be one and two overall. It depends on what the Lions are going to do. Looks like the Lions, though, are debating between Jason Smith and Matthew Stafford. The next pick, the Rams do need an offensive tackle. The Chiefs could use an offensive tackle. The Seahawks could use an offensive tackle. So it looks like both those top two guys could go in the top five. Andre Smith is an intriguing guy. Had a bad offseason. You know about his offseason. When I go back and I watch film on Andre Smith, I like what I see. This guy's a football player. This guy can dominate at times. And he can play, you know, he could, more than likely he's going to be a right tackle or an offensive guard. I don't know if he has the quickness, the elite quickness, to block the speed rushers off the edge at left tackle. But Andre Smith has some talent. And although he has had a bad offseason workout-wise at the combine and his pro day, he definitely has the potential to be a great, great offensive lineman in the NFL. And I think some team is going to be willing to take that risk of his bad offseason workouts and draft him still pretty high. The Cincinnati Bengals could at the number six spot. The Jacksonville Jaguars could. They need offensive linemen. And, of course, the Washington Redskins, their biggest need lies along the offensive line, and Andre Smith would be a good fit for them there. Another lineman who has potential to be great is Michael Orr. Inconsistency has affected his play. You can read his entire breakout right here at joebucksfan.com. But Michael Orr is a guy who might not have played as consistent, but at times was brilliant. I mean, was brilliant and could become an elite tackle at the NFL level. He was going to come out last year in last year's NFL draft, would have been probably a top 10 pick, decides to go back to school, comes out this year. Now he's looking at top 20, and he's the one guy where if he fell to the Bucks at 19, would the Bucks go with an offensive tackle over one of the other many needs? And I can't stress that enough. When you look at the Bucs roster, they have needs at a lot of positions. Offensive line really isn't one of them. So would the Bucs be willing to draft an offensive lineman if it doesn't fit wide receiver or corner or defensive end or defensive tackle or linebacker? A safety could be addressed, a wide receiver, any of those positions. Would they really draft an offensive tackle? I don't know. Eben Britton, not as quick as some of the other offensive tackles, more than likely going to live on the right side because of that. William Beatty is a disciplined offensive lineman coming from UConn. He's a guy who's very balanced in both pass and run blocking and does a good job at both. And I think he puts forth the effort, and he's a guy that could sneak into that first round. I think he's more of maybe a second round talent, but he's a guy who's definitely could sneak into the late first round, kind of like Dwayne Brown did last year with the Houston Texans taking him. Phil Loadholt is a guy who is just that. He is a load, 6'7", 330 pounds, going to be a right tackle in the NFL. Is a run blocking, just a mammoth out there, and he's going to be one of those guys that you can run behind in the run game. And he's not going to be a left tackle. He's not going to have great success against speed rushers, but he is going to have success in run blocking, and he's going to bring that to an offensive line. Jamon Meredith, coming from South Carolina, is also a balanced offensive tackle who's really getting some play here as of late, and is a guy who could start creeping up some boards and be there early in the second round. And I think some teams there early in the second round could be looking for an offensive tackle. As we said, Jacksonville, I think, could. Seattle could if they don't get one early. The Green Bay Packers could. So there are some opportunities there at the top of the second round for Jamon Meredith to go. And then you got a couple other Fanuki Tupou from Oregon, or a Troy Kopog from Tulane that rounded out. But a good year this year for offensive tackles if you are looking for a tackle. Not so much at the guard situation. Not many elite guards, unless you look at a Andre Smith is moving to guard. Duke Robinson was the number one guard available. His stock seems to be dropping. He's 6'5", 330 pounds, although he seems to be dropping more like a high third-round pick. Now, Andy Levitre is a guy who does all the little things, and he's got all the intangibles you look for in a guard. He's a physical guard, not overly big, 6'2", 305 pounds, but a guy who could go there late in the second round. A team like the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New England Patriots would be a good fit for Levitre. Craig Urbeck from Wisconsin is also probably a third round pick, 6'5", 330 pounds. Coming from Wisconsin, you know the guy is going to know how to run block. It's the pass blocking that worries me. Kind of like a Dan Benning or a Jerry Wunsch is what you should expect from a Craig Urbeck. And Herman Johnson, get this. And I think teams that are going to look to run the football, I'm not saying that the Tennessee Titans will draft him, but a team like the Titans, a team like the Bears, a team that's going to want to run the football, be physical, the Baltimore Ravens, look at Herman Johnson, 6'7", 364 pounds. The guy is mammoth, and he is a mammoth in the run game. Not so much pass protection, but the guy can block in the run game, and he's going to be valuable to a team that takes him. If a team is willing to reach on him, late second round is a good spot for him, but more than likely a third round pick for Herman Johnson. And Tyrone Green, another guard I want to talk about, 6'1", 310 pounds, does a lot of the little things well and should be able to step in and help contribute, if not immediately, close to the beginning of his career. The center position much more deep than the guard position this year. We start with Alex Mack, who you look at the sizes of some of these centers, and you wonder how the quarterback can see anything. This center, 6'3", I'm talking Alex Mack, 6'4", 311 pounds. To me, definitely the best overall center in this draft. He has control of the line. He's good in pass protection, also good in the run as well, is very mobile. A team like the Minnesota Vikings, who just lost Matt Burke, Alex Mack reminds me a lot of Matt Burke, to be able to slip right in there. Max Unger is the next guy. Versatility is his game. 6'5", 309 pounds. He can play tackle, he can play guard, and he can play center. This is a guy who can do it all, has done it all at Oregon, and should be able to continue to do that in the NFL. Eric Wood, on a different level maybe than the other two centers, 6'4", 310 pounds. Maybe not as balanced as the other guys, maybe not as good in the pass game, but the guy is mean, he's nasty, he's what you want in a center. He makes the calls at the line, and he just gets down and dirty with opposing defensive linemen. Other offensive centers to keep an eye on, A.Q. Shipley from the Penn State. He's had a good season and should go right around maybe late third into the fourth round. Same thing goes for Antoine Caldwell of Alabama. As we know, Alabama had a good year along their offensive line as well. So there you go, an offensive line look at this year's offensive lineman in the draft. Not a huge need for the Bucs, maybe other than tackling. If they don't go tackle early, I don't know if they're going to go offensive line at all in this draft. Just so many other needs for the Bucs. And speaking of that, Buck news and draft news, keep refresh. Just leave this website up on your computer at home or at work, and just keep hitting refresh, because we're constantly updating things right here. The rough draft, the draft, the Bucs. It's all right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.